You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's Parshas Nasai. It says in Pasuk Perek Hey, Pasuk Hey, Midab Hashem al Moshe Lemar Dabel Bnei Yisrael, Isha Kiyasu Mikol Chatoi Sa Odom Limol Mal Bashem. That if a man or a woman who commits any sin by being Mal Mal Bashem, this refers to a Pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Hey, Pasuk Chof Aleph, he won't go into the nature of the sin. But the pasuk here says, v'hisvadu al chatoisam, asher osu. They should say vidui. They should make a confession. V'heshet hashomoy b'roishoy, and there's a number of things that they have to do. But it talks about them saying vidui. Now we know that vidui, confession, in the Torah goes together with tshuva. And part of the tshuva process, as we know, most notably Yom Kippur, is that you have to say vidui. And there's a formula for vidui. And there are various times in someone's life when someone is obligated to do tshuva and say vidui. For example, if someone is an aid by a kedushin, very often the Masada kedushin will tell the aidus, do tshuva. Tshuva and vidui go together. And the good Jews try to avoid situations which would cause someone to say vidui. Tshuva is a good thing, and when you do tshuva, you should say vidui. But it's considered a time of sakana, vidui and tshuva, when vidui has to be said during the tshuva process. And it's very fascinating, just to illustrate how Anshei Maaseh, how Choshev Yidden, were reluctant to do things which would cause someone to have to say vidui and do tshuva. The Kav HaYosher just so happens in Perek Nundalit talks about a minig that Rabbanim did in Poland, that when the Kohol got up, because the Rav got up and was crossing in front of them, leaving the shul, so the Kav HaYosher says, Kein Ra'isi Noegin B'Medinas Poland, Sheish Kama Rabbanim Shein Nizorim B'Zeh Sheyoitzim Yom HaShabbos Oy B'Yom Tiv, Rishonim Beis HaKnesses, that when the Rabbanim used to leave the Beis HaKnesses, v'hakol oimdim lifnei harov, and the call would give covet to the Rav, oz loichim biyodom eize sefer, the Rabbanim would hold a sefer in their hand, and it seems because the Rav was reluctant to get the covet for himself, so he took the sefer in his hand, so when the oilim was standing, the oilim was giving covet for the sefer, not for the Rav, because the Rav often felt he didn't want the covet, because the covet is maybe lidei sakana. And actually we've said before that the Chofetz Chaim said that the reason schar mitzvah b'hai al-malekah, why a person can't get schar for the mitzvahs he does in this world, is because this world is a finite world. Everything comes to an end. So peroyin is not a peroyin nitzchi. Reward is not an everlasting reward. Only in the world to come is there everlasting reward. So that's why you can't get schar b'hai alma. The only thing that's like peroin in olam haba is covet. Because covet you can't smell, you can't taste, but people, in a manner of speaking, will go to the end of the world for covet. And if somebody gets schar b'hai alma, that schar will be deducted from them in the world to come. So that's why the Chofetz Chaim says, Ma'oid, ma'oid, heishval ruach. A person should embrace humility, because humility is a trait which is a contradiction to covet. If a person feels humble, he will never take covet. And that's a good idea, says the Chofetz Chaim, because in this world one should run away, b'reach min ha-covet. So similarly, the Baal Shem in this week's Parsha, in the Sefer Baal Shem, it brings down on this visvadu al chatoisam. Pam achas bo Baal Shem toiv lemokam echad v'osu loy covet godol. The Baal Shem once came to a place, and they gave him a lot of covet, and the Baal Shem said, Teidu kishemachabdim lo'echod mishpotim b'ma'asov bo'olam ha'elyon. When someone gets covet in this world, in Shemayim at that time, that person is put in a matzav of din, of judgment, because in heaven they want to see is a person worthy of the covet that he's getting. So the Baal Shem continued, L'choyra oisim loy roh machabdim oisai. The people that machabed the person is really doing an evil to that person, because he's causing that person to be examined in heaven in a manner of din. So the people that are machabed him are not really doing him a favor. But the Baal Shem said, "Ach be'emes mi shenosn loy Hashem yizborach chochma b'liboy." If someone has wisdom in his heart, miyad kishemachabdim oisoy maharer b'tshuva. When a person receives kovid, he should think of tshuva. U'mefashvish ba'atzmoy b'masov. And that's a part of doing tshuva, is to examine if his ways are good. U'memelo oisim loy toiva. So the Baal Shem says, if someone, when he receives COVID, immediately starts doing tshuva, and he's carefully examining his ways, if he's behaving properly, then the people that are being mechabed him, even though they're putting him in a matzav of din, but they're doing him a favor, because sheviu oisoi lidei tshuva. The good thing that comes out of COVID is not the COVID itself, because that in and of itself could Chalila bring din, could bring judgment. But if a person has chokhmah, he'll understand, oh, this is a good time to do tshuva. So memela, the people that are being machabed him, are not doing him an evil. They're doing him good because they were goyim that he should do tshuva. So with this Torah, there comes what I feel is an appropriate story from one of the great Litvishe Gedolim of the previous door, Issa Zalman Meltzer, Zechroina Levrocha. There was once a young Avrech who ended up being a great Talmud Chochem and the Yerush Shemayim, whose son was becoming Bar Mitzvah. And he davened in the same shul as Reb Issa Zalman, who at that time was an Elter Yid. He was an older man. And the father of the Bar Mitzvah Bacha was Mesupik. He wasn't sure if it was appropriate to invite Reb Issa Zalman. He wasn't especially close to him, but he davened with him, I think it was Shacharis every day, and although his basic instinct was to invite him, but he lived in one of those Yerushalmi walk-ups, like 4 or 5 floors, without an elevator, and he was worried that if Rabbi Zalman would come, it would be physically difficult for him to walk up all those flights of stairs. But he decided that he would invite Rabbi Zalman, and he did. And secretly, he was hoping that Rabbi Zalman would not come because, again, he didn't want to trouble him to walk up all those stairs. Meanwhile, the Bar Mitzvah came, and the father of the Bar Mitzvah Bacha saw that Rabbi Zalman came. He was there. He walked up all those stairs. So although he was very happy to see him, he went over to him to apologize and said, Rebbe, it's very choshev to me that you came, but I was really reluctant to invite you, because I was afraid that walking up all these stairs to come would be a tircha yisair for you. It would be too difficult. So as I heard the story, Rabbi Zalman said, no, I had to come. Because when you told me that your son is becoming Bar Mitzvah, I was thinking to myself, I remember the father of the Bar Mitzvah Bochar when he was a young child. And now I see the time has flown and he already has a son who is Bar Mitzvah. So I see how fast the time is flying. So I thought to myself, said Rabbi Zalman, it's time for me to do tshuva. I'm getting old. So in the schus of the fact that you were goyrim for me to do tshuva, I felt obligated to repay you by walking up all these stairs to participate in your simcha. Mazel tov. So this is mamish what we see the Baal Shem articulated, that we have to recognize that an opportunity to do tshuva is something that we have to be grateful for. And we're holding before Shavuos, Tzorach Adam L'Taya, we have to purify ourselves before the holy Yontif of Shavuos, when we will be Mekabel the Torah again, and the Rabbeinu Shel Olam will have Rachmanis on us, and even though we are not worthy, perhaps Kadosh Baruch Hu will not only give us the Torah, but all of the brachas that came with the Torah. There was refuahs and there was yeshuahs, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu helped and will help, that will be zoicha, that the birchas me'aydecha, the bracha of this yontiv, should bring agula shalema and psuras toivis and kol minei brachas for us, for Klal Yisrael, and for Eretz Yisrael.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.